Call to order this meeting of the Lindsay City Council and direct that roll be taken.
Mayor Kimball.
Here.
Vice Mayor Cortez.
Here.
Councilmember Sanchez.
Here.
Councilmember Flores.
Here.
Councilmember Watson.
Here.
Record shows that all are present. Would everyone please stand while Councilmember Sanchez leads us in the flag salute.
Salute, pitch.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. This is now our public comment time. Public is invited to comment on any subject under the jurisdiction of the Lindsay City Council, including agenda items other than notice public hearings. We have a lot of public hearings tonight. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes. Anyone wish to address the council?
Yes, I would. Good evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Eric Sinclair. From Lindsay, California, and I'd like to take this opportunity in thanking our President Donald Trump, for securing our airports and our borders, keeping and holding this nation's best interests in his highest standard, by making each and every one of us a top priority. Without the president, which is in the current office, we would have more casualties with this coronavirus. And we need to thank our president and our CDC for their prompt and their fast. Their fast swiftness on being on top of everything. Thank you. My name is Eric Sinclair, Lindsay, California. And when I was younger, I had the opportunity. It was in the late 80s, and I put a lot of money into the extension of the NASA wind tunnel. I paid for the extension of it, and along with the NASA Ames vertical motion simulator, and it's to keep our airplanes and jets quick and fast and maneuverable with the pitch and the yaw and keep us in front of any other nation that comes and tries to come up with anything faster than what we have. Thank you very much. My name is Eric Sinclair from Lindsay, California. Thank you.
All right. Anyone else wish to address the council under public comment? Seeing no one, we will close public comment and go on to item one, which is council reports. City council members report on recent or upcoming events. Councilmember Flores, anything to report tonight?
Yes, we will be giving a prom dress and graduation dress giveaway. The Vida de Oro Foundation is presenting this. It's over 1,000 dresses that will be available for all Tulare County residents. It's going to be held at J.J. Kearns from 10 to 4 p.m. And it's a wonderful opportunity for girls to get their prom dresses and graduation dresses free of charge.
So when are they holding that? What day?
February 22nd, Saturday.
Saturday. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Councilmember Watson, anything to report tonight?
Not at this time.
Thank you. Councilmember Sanchez?
Yes. I attended the Lindsay Wellness Center Programming Committee last night, and we talked about the activities that were going on at the Wellness Center. And we are still developing the calendar, so all events can be seen on site or on the website. I know before they were talking about putting all events, including the city of Lindsay, but I think it's overwhelming for them right now because they're very short staffed. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna start with small goals. So mm-hmm. just to put the activities at the Wellness Center right now is currently
coordinating
or going to put together or future events that happen every year. So or okay. every month. And then also they talked about the Tai Chi. Obviously that's right now going. And then Lisa already has somebody, or hopefully we have somebody else once that Tai Chi ends, because I believe it's through Kauia.
Yeah.
And I believe they're trying to get somebody else to keep that going because
there's a lot of interest.
There's a lot of people going to that, uh-huh. yes. Also, the Silver Sneakers. Currently, they have 99 members. However, not all 99 members attend. So they're going to try to send out a mailer or do some type of survey to see the reasons why they're not coming, or you know, what is needed for them to come, the transportation, is it childcare, like just to see how to get more people, what the issues are with that.
Uh-huh.
And those haven't been sent out. They're still right now actively trying to get that put together. I mean, I do believe that Kauia Delta can probably help with the outreach, doing the outreach. Also, lifeguarding classes will begin in March. If you need to be recertified or if you're looking to be certified, those will start in March. She didn't give me an exact date. Swimming will begin in April. Humana open house will be on February 27th from 10 to 1. We also talked, the last Friday of every month, they have the pound exercise, and they said this time they had 19 people attend, so it was very well attended, so it's doing very well. It's $5 for people who are not members and free for those who are members.
What do they do? What do they pound?
I don't know. I just know that you did it, so I don't know.
It's kind of like a Zumba crossed with moves.
I heard people talking about it the day after, but I don't know what
that is. Yeah, I have sticks, so
I mean, like you're pounding drums?
Kind of more intense than regular.
Maybe I don't
pound each other.
I don't know. I just know you use sticks. That's all I know. I asked her, do you need to take your own sticks? She said, no, they provide
sticks.
So that's good.
Like drumsticks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We also talked a little bit about the vision, mission, and values. That's still ongoing. I do have a few examples that Valerie had brought out. Just examples from other, these are from the hospital centers, different missions, just to give us an example to see what it is we want to go with. One last thing that was talked about was how is the money going to be the 285? The 285, the new agreement, they talked a little bit about that, and all they said was basically whether they were going to give the lump sum or if they were going to do quarterly, or that's what they were going to talk about, but they didn't, that's all they said. So I don't know.
Do you need any input from us on that, or?
Well, I'm assuming not, because they're the ones that are going to decide how they're going to give it to us.
That's true.
Right?
We can't
and then
really say,
we can't
so
decide
whatever.
Nothing until.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
But other than that, our next meeting will be March 9th at 5:30. Oh, and then on the pound exercise, it starts from 5:30 to 6:30, but I guess they're trying to move it out more for it to be later, because I guess people were saying I don't know.
5:30 to 6:30 in the morning?
No, in the afternoon.
In the, okay, in the PM.
Yes. Okay. So I'm thinking that they haven't, it's not set in stone, but thinking of moving it out to from 6 to 7. Well, it's about 45 minutes, so they're thinking of moving it out, but they haven't decided that yet.
Okay.
So, and that's it for me.
Question?
Do we recall what our new agreement says about the payment method? I mean, do we need a lump sum in order to pay that note payment? Okay.
Then we'd have to go back and see what the due dates are. And it's in the budget. I can go back.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. Very good.
I thought it was interesting you bring up talking about a calendar, because other groups have talked about the need for a community calendar. I don't know who's ever going to put one together, but people would really like to see a community calendar.
Yeah, they've got one started. They just haven't finished it because they're short staff, and the person that's working on it, you know, also has, she's doing other exercises as well at the wellness center. So it's hard for her to put it all together.
Well,
but
no,
she started on it already.
Deal. It's just that I know that other groups have talked about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be good.
It would.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Councilmember Cortez?
I don't have anything.
To report? All right. I would just quickly report that we held a Healthy Kids, Healthy Lindsay board meeting last week. Positive report on the Fit Within program that Lindsay Unified's doing at Wellness and at McDermott. That said that there are 150 kids that daily exercise at one of those two spots, which is really good as far as getting their numbers where they need to be. So they're feeling really good about that, and they get nutrition education, and it sounds like a really great program. I was a little surprised to learn that there were 1,115 migrant learners at Lindsay Unified. Really? That's like a really big number. And they're doing a lot of things. They have a debate team that'll be going to Washington, D.C. again this year, like they did last year. So that's an awesome opportunity for some of our high school kids to participate in. And then, of course, the museum gala is coming up. So a couple weeks, Saturday the 29th at the Wellness Center. And with that, we will move to item two.
Can I say something? I'm
sorry. No, go ahead.
If anybody has any ideas of what type of activities or exercise you would like to see at the Wellness Center, can you please shoot me an email? They were talking about also like self-defense classes.
Mm-hmm.
I think they might do one in May. They're trying to put one together. So if you have any ideas, can you just please let me or Laura know?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, if there's nothing else, we will move to staff report.
And on the next page. I put on each of your seating areas the letter we got from HCD accepting the housing element is compliant.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good news. All the work that was done by all the staff members here, including our consultant, Carla, it's good to see that HCD responds that Lindsay, you're compliant. The only bit of issue is, and you have to do it again in 4 years. So, good news, but we know we've got a plan for the future. So, other things happening, city services, well, 15 renovation is underway. It's completely disassembled. They were supposed to do some what's called swabbing today, and then we'll let that settle and send the video camera down again either tomorrow or Wednesday and see what the conditions are. But we hope that we can put that back online and recapture some production. TCAG mini grant, we have the agreement, grant agreement, that we had a question about, because our mini grant for $3,000 is to purchase banners, and this is to put in 7 locations throughout town, identifying the census and where to go, how to be involved, but they want an insurance certificate for us to put these banners up. And so we question that, and they're going to get back to us before we sign the final document. Tomorrow we have a conference call with Cal Recycle specifically regarding mandatory commercial recycling and mandatory commercial organics. So I think, I met with Mid Valley today. We're in really good shape with commercial recycling. The commercial organics program is new. However, Lindsay Unified, every single school now is participating in the organics program. So it took about 6 months to get that off the ground and underway, but they're doing really well according to the guide. So anyway, we'll have a conference call with them tomorrow and see what direction they would like us to go. Wellness Center travel soccer practice has begun. We have one field out there being lit at night. The youth soccer program, the Lindsay Youth Soccer Program, is supposed to start March 9th, which is the day after daylight savings. And so I think Faustino is trying to save a little bit of money on lighting costs. And I see him out there doing tryouts and select team selections, so he's moving forward. And then the Wellness Center, like Councilwoman Sanchez alluded to, it's very busy February and March, and hopefully it stays that way. One thing that's not on the list there, I was asked by Tulare County today to attend the Board of Supervisors meeting. Today was the CEQA approval for Ergo's Tex environmental document. It was on consent calendar, but Leadership Council for Justice and Accountability had comments on it. So the board allowed her to make her comments, which were basically, it's not zoned right, you don't have by rights approval to do this. And then county staff, Michael Washam and Aaron Box, spoke to the comments. Ultimately, though, there was a little bit of comment made by our supervisor, Kyler Crocker, supporting the environmental document. And ultimately, all five board members voted in favor of the environmental document and it's moving forward. So there's a 35-day protest period, and from there, we'll see where it goes. Ergo's Tech has been quiet for a while, but the environmental document was presented today. It was approved and moved forward. So with that, that's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you. There's no questions for Mike. We'll move to item three, our consent calendar. There's five items on there that we can approve with one motion unless someone wishes to have it pulled. We have the minutes from our last meeting, the warrant list for January 7th through February 7th, Treasurer's Report for January, the 2019 Asphalt Rubber Cape Seal Road Projects Acceptance, and a TUP for Angel Gardens to set up Valentine's Day sales outside. So, what action would the council like to take?
Move for approval.
Moved by Cortez.
I'll second.
Second by Watson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. We will at this time be going into closed session. Oh, Mario?
There's a request.
A request.
Mayor Kimball to move the item 4, 5, and 6 and skip to item 7 and 8 with the people in the audience here.
Take up the Shropshire items.
It makes a little bit more sense.
Is that okay with everybody?
Yes.
All right. We will move then to item 7, which is a public hearing, resolution 20-06, general plan amendment, presented by Mike Camarino.
So, general plan amendment, zone change 1926, is a request by Shropshire Properties to change the general plan land use designation from low density residential to medium density residential and change the zoning designation from R17 to RM3, 4.3 acres of land adjacent to both sides of Westmore Court and a portion of Northwestwood Avenue. And there's an aerial there on your screen of the properties that are being proposed tonight. The general plan amendment and zone change are discretionary approvals. Council may deny the request or approve the request with modifications. There's a lengthy staff report identifying how this is being proposed. The recommendation from staff also worked with our contract planner developing this project, is to approve the draft resolution 2006 of ordinance 581. And with that, I'd be happy to answer questions.
So this will allow for a more like medium density triplexes, fourplexes, things of that nature?
It will. The two properties in question are the big empty lots owned by Strassel Properties, but also south of there at the entrance to Burham Lane, there are, on both the north and south side of the streets, there are two fourplexes. And so it's not a unique request because of conditions that already exist in that neighborhood. What's not shown on the map as well is there are several properties north of here on Westwood that either have an additional housing unit or there's an actual apartment complex near the Tulare and Westwood intersection.
Right.
So, Mike, we're also asked to approve, basically, as part of this, the mitigated negative declaration, a CEQA document. And for myself, I had concerns about how this would affect traffic in the area if this is built out with this many apartments on Westwood with the heavy traffic that it already has. And so looking at the negative deck, on page 20, it kind of addresses that, and it seems to me that it's not right. Like, I don't understand what it's saying. And if you could turn to... It's page 20, where it says CO hotspot.
Okay. I've got two different pages going on here. On our page 20.
On whatever in my own, what you've given us.
Agenda packet, page 54.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So the report 54. Is page 20, but it's 54.
Okay.
I'm showing air quality and conflicts or obstruct implementation.
No, so I'm looking at where it says CO hotspot.
Yeah. About the traffic congestion.
There you go.
Oh,
she
okay.
has it up.
CO hotspots. Carbon, I
could I that. Just read this paragraph and see, maybe you can interpret it for me, because it seems to me like it didn't say it right. As further discussed in the transportation traffic checklist evaluation, the project would substantially contribute to additional traffic that would reduce the level of service on local roadways. Therefore, the project would not significantly contribute to an exceedance that would exceed state or federal CO standards. Impacts are considered less significant. It seems to me like it's saying it exactly backwards.
There's a typo there. I read through this a couple of times and I actually caught a couple of things. This environmental document was prepared by Bowen and Crawford. It shouldn't say surface. So I believe it should.
Well, service. Yeah. So yeah. That's an. I get that. But if it reduces the level of service, then that is an impact. And it seems like. Why does it say so? Therefore, it's not significant.
I think part of the justification, and I didn't talk to Emily specifically about this one paragraph, part of the justification is some of the impacts are already there. And so while council is looking at increasing the impact by increasing the density, we're already experiencing that because of the multiple family units that are on Westwood, and there are some on Mariposa and some on Fresno Street. So, if we're adding to it, are there any mitigation measures that need to be considered? According to the planners that prepared this, the impacts are considered less than significant. So,
why in the world does it say, therefore, the projects would not significantly contribute? Because clearly, if it reduces the level of service, it does contribute. It may not exceed standards, but then she doesn't, you know, it doesn't say anything about that in this paragraph.
Right, and I think the key word significantly contributed. It's going to any increase in density is going to impact the area.
If you're going to say therefore, then you know it should tie into this sentence and preceding it a little bit. It's like something's missing there. Like, you know, it could say, well, but it, you know, the state, whatever standard is such and such, and it's not going to see that. Therefore, blah, blah. But, you know, it doesn't.
It was a copy and paste mistake.
Well, that's something to look at.
Well, I think it, and I only bring it up because I think it's a significant issue that it will impact traffic.
So
on that street.
I think that it probably was a copy and paste, and it makes a lot more sense when you look back at the checklist if there's the word not is missing. So if you look back at the checklist, they're all less than significant impact. That's a couple pages up. And so then if you look at this first sentence in the CO hotspot, second paragraph, as further discussed, and it goes on, I think it really should say the project would not substantially contribute to additional traffic that would reduce
the local service. Well, yeah, if it had the word not in there, then it would make sense.
Then the following sentence makes sense, but then also that sentence makes sense because you're looking back up at that checklist, which mm-hmm. is being referred to, and all of the checkboxes in there are less than significant.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's the typo. It should say not substantially.
Will the new density, is it limited to single story, or will two story be available to build there as well? I'm just wondering, given, you know, the 4 or 5 acres, I mean, what could we reasonably expect is the number of people that might be in there?
It throws out the word 60 units.
Right, that depends. It depends on really the development of the property. You mm-hmm. can do single story mm-hmm. and meet setback. Two story has a different setback requirement. So if the developer is considering multi-level, mm-hmm. then we would look at setback requirements. That's mm-hmm. really the only thing we would look at. Density is the other one then.
Mm-hmm.
Square footage, parking, so the number of bedrooms, all of that we look at.
But how many acres does the phase A or B or A sit on of the
Comcast?
Yes, thank you.
Boy, I don't have that off the top of my head. I can look it up in just a few minutes.
Probably around 5, right? 6, maybe? Yeah.
I will say, though, that this doesn't have recommendations for development. All we're looking at tonight is the zoning mm-hmm. and land use designation.
But there is an estimate of what could go in.
Could go in, right.
Mm-hmm.
That, if there is a potential development, that site plan review comes before us.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm just going to throw out there, sorry, Jim, that I have some issue, not so much with the big back empty lot, but with the parcels that faced the residential properties on Westwood. Because they are primarily single family. It's a neighborhood that kind of struggles anyway, and to put a lot more units on that street. I know nobody's here tonight, but that's a big impact on people that live on that street. And it's preferable to me to keep our single family neighborhoods that way as much as possible. So the property faces Westwood, and also faces, what is it, Westmore Court in the back?
Right.
That first property faces residential homes that are single family.
But there's a there's
lot.
Some apartments on Westwood and Tillery right next to mm-hmm. the
yeah.
store there.
Right.
Couple lots south.
Yeah.
I mean, I drive by there all the time, and I really haven't. I mean, if I didn't know that there were apartments back there, just by the look of it, you can't even tell.
That's true. Yeah.
And it's a large lot. What else?
Well, it's a large lot because some homes would face Westmore Court and some would face...
well, not if you do a U.
I don't know
what
you're
saying.
Well, it depends on
a U.
Huh?
houses like this.
But like Mike is saying, this isn't like talking about a specific project yet. It's just talking about changing
the ability to have some flexibility.
So we're not even there yet.
If you look north of the of that that Mayor Kimball's specifically talking about, I know it's a little bit challenging to see, but there's 8 properties, and of the 8 properties, actually, there's one that has frontage on Westwood to Westport Court. There's only one property left that has that double frontage. Every other property has 2 houses, which have the properties being split in half. And so there's no double frontage lots now, so the density was increased, which at the time that it was done, it was allowed. So this is kind of following suit. I know it's asking for a higher density, and that's the issue that Mayor Kimball has.
And as we talked about our housing element, you know, our goals were to encourage single-family homes on larger lots as opposed to a lot more of your apartments.
But remember, we're not discussing that today.
It's certainly related.
Yeah, because the intent is there, right? That's the whole point.
Yeah, but then at that
changing
time,
the zoning.
But at that time, then we'll make that decision.
No, when you change the zoning, then that eliminates your options. I mean,
I would love to see more. I would love to see more single family housing, like you said, but there's nobody here to propose that right now. So
most
well,
of
there's
the traffic
nobody here proposing the other
that,
this is just our zoning, whether we want to change the zoning on it. It's single family zoning right now.
Mm-hmm. But it's such a large lot. What can you do reasonably with that much of
I'm
acreage?
Not talking about the big, large lot. It's not all one lot on here. But where Westmore Court comes in and east of that, it's already divided up into like 4 lots or something. Maybe it's just 3.
There's 4 parcels
four
total
parcels.
In question. The one large lot is west of Westmore Court. Then you have the second larger lot that's relatively vacant. There's a shed on it now. That's the one
that's the
really
one I'm talking about.
Question there. The other 2 lots that are included in this are already developed.
Already, yeah. You can see there's at least 2, maybe 3 units, probably 2 units.
Yeah, 4 units, 2 duplexes.
And so were they developed, I mean, were they grandfathered in? How did, are they just were not legally put in there?
Right. Or they were put in and they just, nobody asked the question.
A lot of that here.
Yeah.
She.
Well, I mean,
I would prefer, I mean, for me, I would be willing to do like the big lot, the west lot, zone it, change its zoning to multifamily. But the ones that would face the residential streets of Westmore Court and Westwood, keep those in the single family zone where there already are.
And right now that's a single lot. And very easily that can become
it can very, very easily put into 4 lots. 4 nice sized lots.
So this has to be approved as one whole thing. We can't or can.
No, we can adjust however we
adjust.
Want.
Make amendments.
There's a public hearing.
And so if there's no more questions, we can open a public hearing and see if Mr. Shropshire wants to address this on that. At this time I open the public hearing and the audience may present arguments. First, proponents, those in favor, are permitted to speak.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Eric Sinclair. What proposal is this?
T to change the zoning from single family to multifamily for the areas in red.
Okay. I'm in favor of ordinance number 580. And the city, is that the ordinance?
Yes.
580.
Resolution 20.
We're talking about a resolution now for a general plan amendment.
20-06.
Resolution 20-06.
Okay, I'm in favor of 20-06, general plan amendment for Shropshire properties. The city of Lindsay, California is growing, and let's keep it growing. Thank you very much. Again, my name is Eric Sinclair. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak in favor of this resolution at this time? If not, then is there anyone who wishes to speak against? You're going to speak against?
No,
four.
Okay, just come up and speak. Okay. We'll figure it out.
I really wasn't planning on it.
Okay.
That property, as you know, has been in my family for a long time. And at one time, we had hoped to develop it. But economically, it's always been hard to get anybody interested in it with the property values in Lindsay and that sort of thing. And the time has come, and I just want to do something with it. I've just been sitting on it for all these years thinking, you know, Lindsay is going to explode, and that property might be able to do something. Anyway, we're at a point where I really want to find somebody that will develop the property and make a nice area out of it for Lindsay. But economically speaking, I'm just trying to boost the value of the property to make it more attractive to a potential developer. And we've invested a little bit of money in that direction just on good advice. But hopefully the goal would be eventually that Lindsay does something. We can get a developer over there to do something nice for Lindsay and you know, make something nice of it. I really like these complexes that I've seen in Lindsay go up. They really turned out nice. They're very pretty. With the that new roundabout down there, the traffic could be kind of difficult. I'm not saying it wouldn't be. In fact, we had a project drawn up on it once years ago when Townsend was here, and it had we had rezoned it from, I think, our 17 to 15, but we still were going to go with the single lots in the front. You know, I think we were going to make four lots out of that. And a lot of things happened at that time that made it hard to go forward on that, and so we just sat back on it at that time. So there's a little history there. So anyway, it's time. Whatever we can do is appreciated, and I understand you know, you're looking out for the best interests of the city, and thank you.
Thank you. All right, and back to our, well, let's see, if no one else wishing to speak, we will close public hearing and bring the matter back before the council. See if we're ready to make decisions or not. I think that, you know, kind of splitting the difference is a good way to go. Keep it residential on the residential street for those people that live there. It eases up the traffic a little bit. But the big piece in back is probably never going to be residential homes, but it could be a nice apartment complex.
Yeah. Okay. I agree.
How big is the parcel, the largest parcel? How many acres is that?
You know, I always called it 3 acres. I never really knew for sure. I would call it front lot one. Mm-hmm. I don't think it is a full one, but I always just figured 3 acres back there.
Okay.
We had a number for the whole thing.
Calculation was 2.36 acres. Mm-hmm. and the Palm Terrace 2 project was about 2.45.
Oh, really?
They're close.
Very close. Mm-hmm. Very close. Mm-hmm. And the four residential part, the four lots up front that are
that's
on Westwood,
acre.
That's about an acre. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Potentially.
It would be difficult to see on the smaller lot too much being done there except for maybe some more three or four plexes maybe.
Yeah. Well, Jim has already stated that the two front spaces will be single family.
No, he hasn't. He said he'd considered that in the past. But that's not what the request is tonight.
It's still an option.
It's still an option, but he's selling the property. So he won't have any say on what anybody will say.
So that parcel of questions about 0.88 acres.
Yeah. Probably couldn't do a lot with that as far as some sort of an apartment complex, I wouldn't think, because that's not a lot of property.
Well, have you seen them, Visalia, how they do the little U apartments? They have a park in the middle, and they have the apartments around it. That would be easy to do in that, and those
but that's
acres
not
that he has.
Us too, how we're gonna...
I mean, right.
No,
right.
I know,
we're
that,
talking about
but
that.
We're not even to that point yet.
No, I know.
That's what I'm trying
why
to say.
This is the first step towards that. So, so either say they're all going to be, you know, the large, how Pam was saying, regarding the large lot, splitting it up. I mean, I like that. I mean, I see where you're coming from, but I also see where he's coming from, having,
well, yeah,
it makes
it more
mean?
Valuable, but just considering the people that live there, too, and, you
yeah,
know, that have their single-family homes in that area.
Well, I suppose we could mitigate that a little bit by requiring maybe a block fence of some sort.
What do you suggest?
With a site plan review process, similar to what Palm Terrace did,
mm-hmm.
Palm Terrace 1 and Palm Terrace 2,
mm-hmm.
what requirements would you put on that kind of development? Separating single family from multifamily?
Well, certainly, I mean, if we approve changes, if someone brings us a project, we need to look at all that kind
oh,
of stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And we would look at all that stuff.
Yeah.
Of course. At that
and
time,
we're talking about how far ahead, because we might not even...
Yeah.
And we're
right.
So
yeah.
Right.
If
well,
the school district would just move to school, that would just solve all these traffic problems.
Don't blame it on the school.
They're all on Tulare Road.
I'm sure there was a good reason for that back then.
Well, so, I mean, y'all know where I stand now on this, so how does everybody else feel? What are we going to do, or do we need more time, or what are we going to do?
I'm torn.
What do you think, Laura?
I said just give it a go ahead, and then we'll deal with the project when it comes to us and see what the proposal is. I mean, for the projects that I've been here for, we've always had a say, like move it here, move it there, do this, do that.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on what
right, but we won't have a say whether it's multifamily or single
right,
family,
right.
Except right now tonight.
Uh-huh.
It allows flexibility for whatever. The,
yeah.
The back parcel is probably a good fit for multifamily.
Mm-hmm.
Front parcel, it allows flexibility. Mm-hmm. But there's once you approve the R13 and somebody comes forward with the apartment proposal, other than defining what requirements you'd like to see, it's allowed. It's
yeah.
Allowed use if you make the decision to move forward with mm-hmm. your own.
Well, I mean, the area there is impacted so much already with the narrow road. I mean, we all know what goes on there. I'm just Not sure on the front parcel just how much of an additional impact. And I mean, I really appreciate what the mayor is saying, because, you know, we all desire to have, you know, more residential homes. But I suppose if we're going to have some more apartments, this is probably one of those areas where it would be better suited than maybe in the north end of town or, you know, some other places.
Well, I mean, yeah, because it's kind of a mess there. That's not really fair to the people that live there either. Yeah.
But I will say that the...
But do you want it to be vacant? I mean, gosh, it's been vacant for all these years. Yeah.
The traffic that, you know, Laura talked about from the apartment complex. You know, I've been by there many times. Matter of fact, I think they're clients of mine. But if you are driving by, you
wouldn't even know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you wouldn't know. And I think we could put some restrictions in there that would maybe help to minimize some things. I'm not sure what we can do, but it's gonna you know, impact it either way, but certainly with more units there, it's gonna be a little bit more. Yes, Mike, get a thought?
Well, just trying to consider this project, or the 3.6 acres compared to Palm Terrace 2. Palm Terrace 2 did request, and they were allowed the density bonus to increase the density. And so when you look at Palm Terrace 2 and 54 units compared to similar size here, without the density bonus, they're not allowed to go to that dense of a development. That's only on the bigger parcel. Front parcel, I think that's the one that's more of what's in question there.
So if I understand what you're saying, we could possibly allow a density bonus on the larger lot, but not on the
smaller
lot?
So how long would that be to change, or can we?
I would have to look into it. I don't have the answer. Okay.
Well, that's a good compromise.
I don't understand how it's compromised, but for the sale of it, that it...
Potential.
Can the city grants density bonuses, or does someone else do, the state?
If the state allows it, depending on what the development is.
So, yeah. So we don't really control that process either.
Do we have any examples of a density bonus being granted in our area on that small of a project?
Well, Palm Terrace 1 and Palm Terrace 2.
Yeah, but that's 2.5.
It's bigger than this parcel, slightly bigger than this parcel.
You know, right. But being really dense is not a great thing. I mean, we're already like have the dense population density higher than...
But coming crazy too, even towns. Despite the fact that those apartments are there, I've never really seen congestion.
Oh, I have. Oh, you with because of the apartments or like traffic or whatnot.
Because of the ones on the other side. But yeah. Westwood on the school side is always crazy.
During school hours? Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, how do you mitigate that? I just don't know if there's any possible way to...
I mean, I'd rather have something there than not. And if we don't have nothing there, how much longer are we going to see it empty?
Yeah,
but and not being used. And now that he's decided to do something with it, whether it's sell it or keep it, something needs to be built there.
That's my point. Yeah, a parking lot needs to be
built. Yeah, for the school.
Also needs to be built.
Yeah, a bus stop.
For the school.
That would be good. Maybe we can get the school to buy that front part and make a bus station. So what's staff recommending?
Anyway.
Well, the recommendation on the agenda item is approval of Resolution 2006 and Ordinance 581.
I move for approval.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved by Cortez and seconded by Flores. Would clerk please take roll?
On Resolution 20-06, roll call, Mayor Kimball.
Start with those who, so start with the one who made the motion.
Oh.
Councilmember Cortez.
Vice Mayor.
Vice Mayor.
Vice Mayor Cortez.
Aye.
Councilmember Flores.
Aye.
Councilmember Watson.
Aye.
Mayor Kimball.
No.
I'm next.
Next, however.
Councilmember Sanchez.
Yes.
Mayor Kimball.
No. So the motion carries 4-1. Now there is a related item 8, Ordinance 581, Zoning Redesignation, presented by Mike Camarena.
Thank you, Mayor Kimball. So the zoning designation, again, follows what the general plan, what you just approved, the general plan amendment, and finalizes the zoning designation via Ordinance 581. This will be the first reading to go from single-family residential to a higher-density multi-family residential. I believe that's R17 to R13.
Right. So the first thing, I just had to do a general plan amendment. This is actual zoning change. Same project. So are there any questions at this time for Mike on this? It's not a public hearing, so, but it is an ordinance, so if anybody wants to make a motion, they need to check their little cheat sheet.
Because it's a first reading, right?
Yes.
First reading. I propose that the council declare the first reading of Ordinance Number 581, Zoning Redesignation, and waive the reading of the ordinance in full.
I second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved by Vice Mayor Cortez and seconded by Councilwoman Flores to for the first reading of Ordinance 581, Zoning Redesignation. Would the clerk please take roll? Remember now who you're
Vice Mayor Cortez.
Aye.
Councilmember Flores.
Aye.
Councilmember Sanchez.
Aye.
Councilmember Watson.
Aye.
And Mayor Kimball.
No. Motion carries 4-1. Thank you. With that, we will move into executive session. Thank you for being here tonight,
Thank
Jim.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Hey, good luck.